Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In this podcast episode, we're going to talk about the new revolution of tiny homes. Some of you may already be familiar with them, but it's a fast-growing movement that's having traction in Australia. They were kind of already big around the world, and you may have seen the TV show about them. It's usually where people want to go off-grid or they can't afford a normal home and they go tiny. So it's about minimalistic living. It's also sustainable, good for the environment, gives you flexibility. These things are on wheels. And obviously, with the issue now with rising rental, really a crisis point with rents, affordability, supply in the marketplace, it is a natural solution. And because of the interest in the market, it's also something that's really popular now with property investors, developers, and flippers as a new way to profit in real estate. In fact, I went to the Tiny Homes show in Sydney the other week, and just the sheer numbers there alone was enough to tell you that it's hit a nerve. It's a real niche market. Only problem was they are actually quite tiny. It is like a caravan in some instances, and there were just so many people. And then there were all the things that go with them, like composting and power and solar, and basically you can take this thing anywhere and live off-grid. So, yeah, great innovative approach to living as the way we live, our lives changes, demographics change, working from home has become a new thing. And basically all you need is your phone and your laptop and yourself and you're set and you can go anywhere in the world. So, tiny homes have increasingly become popular due to their affordability, their efficiency, and the minimalism in the approach. Property investors, developers, flippers have now really got on the bandwagon there. So there are a few things to be aware of in terms of strategy. You want to make sure you identify the right market for the product. So regions where tiny homes are becoming more and more popular. In Australia, it's like holiday rentals in wine country or places where people would want to go for a getaway. So think of it a bit like a caravan park, but what people are doing is they're buying land and putting a few tiny homes on it and making their own holiday resort. A lot of country and rural properties are already zoned tourist anyway. So the other thing could be where land prices are high and people still want to live there. So there's a trend towards being minimalistic or areas that have, as I said, relaxed zoning laws for tiny homes. These things are like caravans. And so a caravan does not need approval. It's not like building a granny flat. You can park a caravan in your backyard, technically. So people have been even doing it for just extra income. They can put that in their backyard and collect rent for the week from a tenant. So it is like a granny flat, but you don't need approval to get it. The other potential is to buy land in an area where you can put tiny homes. So as I said, you can buy a block somewhere where land is affordable and instead of building on that land, put tiny homes there. The other option is to license it from someone who already has land. So license a piece of their back paddock, park your tiny homes there and rent it out for weekends or day trippers or weddings or whatever. The construction and design of these things is really clever and quite high spec, like good quality. It's a place where I could see myself living. That's my litmus test. Could I live here? They're small, so if you're claustrophobic, it could be an issue, but it's just like a holiday cabin. So there's a bathroom, there's a kitchen area, and some of them had like a fold-down bed, but in the daytime it's a sitting area, and they have larger sort of porch areas. So you can sit outside and watch the world go by, park it somewhere with a lovely view. But definitely they were high spec quality finishes and materials. So it would really appeal to a whole lot of buyers and renters. And of course, if you can subdivide a block and put a tiny home on it, you can sell them off like a house and land package pretty much. So they range from about $30,000 all the way up to $250,000. And the high end, you can get a couple of bedrooms and a loft style, but they definitely fit on the road within a lane, so they're quite narrow. You have to understand the zoning laws and regulations in your area, and obviously they change from council to council, but there are also finance options for tiny homes. So there are lenders at the home show who will lend, who understand the market and who will lend on tiny homes exclusively. So yeah, a lot of advantages for property lovers. First of all, a really low initial investment, and what you see is what you get. So where construction companies are going belly up every day, left, right and center, and fixed price contracts where you know what you're paying for up front are harder and harder to come by, tiny homes are delivered complete within a matter of weeks on your block. So it's a turnkey solution for you. And the lower initial investment means a quicker return on your investment when you're renting it out. You're not paying down, getting a really small yield because you've paid a lot to acquire it. So good, low acquisition costs are always attractive for investors. The other thing is there is a real demand. It's a niche product, but there are people who choose to live in these sorts of homes. A, because environmentally they're friendly, they're sustainable, and it's a choice that they make to declutter and minimalize their living. And there's far less maintenance, obviously, due to their size, and you know, there's no house maintenance, no real garden maintenance, and it gives people also the flexibility to move around. So that's why we are actually following the market and the market trends and bringing our property lovers community the stuff that they want to know more about. And one of those things is tiny homes, and that's why we're holding a tiny homes challenge next week. You can check out the link for that. That's in the comments and the description section here, and you can go ahead and register for that. So at the challenge next week, we're going to do it over 5 days, just an hour a day. And the reason for that is we found that challenges are the best way to ingrain knowledge into the community because it's drip fed. It doesn't require a massive investment of your time, like giving up a weekend or a whole day. But if you can give us an hour a day for 5 days, we're going to give you an end-to-end solution for profiting from the tiny home movement. So it's going to work through a funnel like everything we do. The first is to find. So to find a suitable site for a tiny home, whether you buy the land or you just have a license agreement with someone to rent part of the land, how to identify that. The second step in the funnel is to feasibility it. Run your numbers, see what you can get for what you're doing. So this will involve looking at suppliers, looking at costings to get a tiny home, what's involved getting it actually connected. It's one thing to buy it, but you want it connected to sewer and electricity and everything on the property. So pricing and costing out that whole thing, as well as the land component where it's going to sit. And for some of you, the solution may be easy. It may just sit in your backyard and you're renting it out for extra income. The third step then after feasibility and you've crunched the numbers is looking at funding. And as I said, there are lenders out there who will lend on tiny homes because of the certainty. There's certainty of cash flow and rent. There's certainty of the product and what you're getting. It's not like construction where it may all go pear-shaped if it rains or if the builder doesn't turn up or if the builder goes broke. There's a lot of risk there. But tiny homes are like goods and services. Literally, you buy the thing and it's like walking out of a shop. You pay for it on delivery. So that can be very attractive for lenders. Plus, they will know that it's going to pay for itself because it's something that you can rent out. The other thing we're going to look at then after funding is how you can formulate your deal. So as with anything, there are contracts involved in everything you do. So the contract for the land component or the license agreement, the terms of that contract, important clauses to have in there, and the contract with the actual tiny home builder. We'll look at all of that. And then we're going to look at installation, getting it onto your property, renting it out, and how to run your numbers and manage your tiny homes business, whether it be a tenancy or ultimately a sale, what you need to do to get it to that point, which is the bottom of your funnel, which is where the profit is. So we're going to walk through that step by step next week. The other thing that we're also going to give you is the tools to do your due diligence and research. So there are certain areas that are better for tiny homes than others, and it may be that you're looking at holiday rentals or having a little eco village on your own plot of land or something a little bit more permanent. Either way, these digital tools in this age of AI are really going to help you drill down and understand what you can do. So it's not just about any one component of that. It's a whole process from finding the right site and the right home, running the numbers, getting the money for it, and finally having a turnkey end-to-end solution that can bring you money either by selling it through a subdivision or actually just getting cash flow for it by renting it out. So that's going to happen next week, every day from 12:30 to 1:30. We're going to log in. You'll get logins to free software to help you, and it will identify the site. Everything from find through to finish is going to happen over the Monday to Friday, 5 days next week, 12:30 to 1:30. So you can head over to the link in the comments and description section and get all registered, sorted for that event. We'll send you your software and your logins, and we'll see you at 12:30 on Monday to explore the fascinating and very lucrative world of tiny homes. If you're enjoying this podcast, don't forget to leave us a review and follow us so that you never ever miss an episode. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.